And don't you look any further either. Keep it right here on the station playing Joe Berg's best old school and R&B, Hot 102.7. What else can I tell you? All right, the time right about now is about 8:22, and that means it is time to check in with my friend and yours, Mr. Lance Zeman, to find out what's happening in the world of showbiz with this week's entertainment report. What's happening, Lance?
Dookie, CakeNet are hoping to get you thinking with the series Wat is die Waarheid, or What is the Truth? The show will investigate conspiracy theories from a South African perspective, and it'll tackle notions and hunches from the past, like the famed Kruger Millions, as well as looking into organizations like the Illuminati and the Freemasons. With easy access to information and social media feeding fake news, Wat is die Waarheid hopes to give some answers to some of the speculation that's out there. The show premieres on the 21st of October. Dookie, dead celebrities are being resurrected on Twitter. While it's not uncommon for the account of a deceased star to post messages, the Twitter feed from Beatles John Lennon and George Harrison took tweeting to a whole nother level. The posts were more like a conversation between the two, with actual quotes from old interviews and writings used, giving the appearance that they were tweeting from the other side. Spooky stuff, I tell you. And in some other bits that you might have missed out on this week, a medical study published in Ireland has found that the viral dance challenge such as Jerusalemma has given rise to injuries of the Achilles tendon region in middle-aged men. I really don't know what to say about that one, buddy. And Eraser Reborn, which is based on the 1996 Arnold Schwarzenegger film, has just completed filming. And apparently no one even knew that it was in production. No news yet if Arnie is making a comeback. And Coldplay will release a new single with K-pop superstars BTS called My Universe next week. And a pinball machine based on the Godzilla film franchise is on the way. Prices started around $7,000 US, and it's going to feature a magnetic Newton ball capable of catching pinballs from 5 different shot parts. I got to get me one of those. And Brian May has released a new video for his 1992 solo track Back to the Light. It features a Queen guitarist traveling back in time to jam with a younger version of himself. And Dookie, if you're an F1 fan, then you've got to head over to Netflix for the ultimate documentary on Formula One icon Michael Schumacher. The docu is supported by his family, and it features rare interviews and unreleased footage that trace a sensitive and critical portrait of the 7-time world champion. Schumacher is my movie pick of the week, and it's currently available to stream. And that's all I got for you, buddy. Stay safe, stay strong, have some of the Duke's famous hot wings, and I'll catch up with you next week.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you so much, Lance. Hey, you can download the podcast of the Entertainment Report from the Apple iStore, the Google Play Store, and SoundCloud, thanks to the good folks at Solid Gold Podcast.